welcome to Musings and Mutterings from the Mind of a Japanese Idol Fan. I am your host, Chima, and the song that I have picked for today's podcast is Light Lag by Deco27 Fit Topi. I hope you all enjoyed the little introduction into it, and it will also be the ending song. So yay, if you enjoyed it, go check it out on YouTube. It's a good song. So yeah. I didn't update again last week, I apologise, but I was suffering a cold and a really scratchy throat. So, within, 2 weeks, I've had the flu and the cold, but I've also had essays and such to hand in. So, I apologise. I've just been a little busy. This week, it seems I've done a lot. I went to see The Theory of Everything. I am slowly making my way to actually seeing more movies this year than I did last year. Yay! But I went to go see The Theory of Everything, and it was a really enjoyable film. To those who haven't seen it, definitely go and check it out. It's a nice film, and it's a nice little look at Stephen Hawking and his life. Yeah, I really do recommend it. It's very beautifully shot. It's got a great story, and it is wonderfully acted. So definitely go and see it if you can, in theatres or cinemas near you. I sound like I'm just advertising it. I am, actually, yeah. I also went to see Into the Woods a second time during the 2 weeks that I was away, because it was one of my flatmates' birthdays and she really wanted to go and see it, and I was the only one who had seen it before everyone else, so I was just sitting there singing along a little bit and checking out their reactions and such. It was really, really fun. Also, in terms of university life, I got to go to a winter ball that was hosted by my university, and I am actually going to write about it because I want to, and it's really fun. I'm writing about it for my university newspaper, if you must know, so I'm really looking forward to that. It was a really fun experience, by the way. We all got to dress very nicely. It was formal attire. I didn't get drunk, don't worry. I'm responsible, I promise. Okay, I'm not that responsible, but yeah. No, it was a fun time. There was a casino there that we got to do for free. We didn't have to pay money for it. We got food, we got ice cream, got a free drink upon arrival, and it was great. And I had a fun time with my friends, and it was just really, really wonderful. And it was a really great experience, and I hope they do it again next year, because this was the first year they tried it out, so I think it was a success. I look forward to it happening again next year, because it's a great chance to go out with friends and dress up and such. And if you guys go to university or schools or anything and you have these sorts of things happening, like prom or a show night or a ball, definitely go to them and experience them if you can and if you want to, because they are fun and they are enjoyable, and it's just a nice chance to hang out and dress up nicely and to feel special for an evening, feel like you feel really, really beautiful. We're beautiful every day, so don't worry. But it's at one time where you really go and put the whole effort in. You go out the whole hog and all that sort of thing. It's been a great week in general, I believe, for me. This week I actually haven't been ill. I'm so happy. I got really unfortunate coming back to university. The first 2 weeks I was just ill. But I've just been just doing homework and essays and such, and it's actually been nice not to feel like I feel like crap, pretty much. Winter is just that one season of year where it's just that one season of year where you're really ill. So to everyone who is experiencing winter right now, just remember to stay healthy, just to eat correctly, stay wrapped up warm and such. And if you do get ill, just look after yourself, rest as much as you can. Have honey and lemon tea or honey and ginger, something like that. And just do what you can to just try and get better, okay? Just be careful out there. It's cold. I guess that's a little life lesson that I'm giving out there. Well, just some little advice. But no, I'm actually enjoying January despite being ill, I promise. I've done a few things. I've been going out, I've been spending time with friends, I've been reviewing movies, I've got things I want to do, and I've just had fun, even if I have been lying in bed ill. But no, it has been great so far, especially right now. So, and I'm hoping that the next few weeks I do more things and I enjoy myself more. Like next week or the week after, I hope to actually go and see Big Hero 6 in cinemas, because it comes out in England finally at the very end of January. So I look forward to going to see that when it comes out, because I love films like that. So I'm looking forward to it. Plus it's Marvel. Who doesn't like Marvel? Who doesn't like DC or Marvel? I do like them, I promise. I just prefer X-Men a little bit more to others. So yeah, I'm looking forward to going to see that. But aside from like what I've been doing in everyday life, which is what I've pretty much said right now for the past few weeks, I have been like taking note of what idols have been doing as well. Like I mostly look at what Hokage Princess are doing, and they've recently released a DVD. They released it on the 23rd of January, so like yesterday or something, since this podcast came out at least. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that DVD, because I love Hokage Princess, clearly, and I like seeing them perform live, because they're really fun, they're really energetic, and they're really into it. So I can't wait to see what that DVD has in it. But also, I found out that Country Girls will also be having a major debut in March. Now, this is something I will want to talk about, because I'm really fucking pissed off. I don't mind indies idols, okay? Clearly I don't, because I love Hokage Princess, and they've been indies since 2011. They're still indies right now. This will be their fourth year of being an indies group, like, just as a group as a whole. However, with Country Girls, what pisses me off is with how Hello Project deal with indies idols. Back in the heyday, we know that Morning Musume only had one single where they were indies. However, they had a challenge set to them, and then if they actually completed that challenge, which was to sell however many copies of their single that they had, then they would be able to debut. And they did it. And I thought that was a really fun idea. Smilage also had a challenge, and the challenge was pretty much that they had to get 1,000 smiles from their fans. And then Second Gen also kind of had a little challenge to help them to become like a part of the group, which was to get smiles with the fans. So yeah, it was these little challenges. It was really nice. Kyuto, they had a period of time where they were indies as well. With Juice Juice and Country Girls especially, it seems like there's really been no effort into keeping them indies, not even for a year or anything, and that is what pisses me off the most, because I feel that if you go indies, you're either going to have to be given a challenge before you can be major debuted, or you have to go for about a year or so before you have that chance. Like, release a few singles at least. With Country Girls, they're only releasing one single, and then once Momochi is out of Baby's Kobo, they're pretty much major debuting. I'm really, really annoyed by that, because there are a lot of groups out there that are indies right now, and I'm not just talking about one group specifically, and they have been going at it for a long time. Like there's been loads of groups that have debuted for indies periods, but some of these groups have spent years and years being indies. Like Manami no Risa, before they even major debuted, and they barely release anything now actually, even under a major label. They spent so long without having a major debut. They were indies for a long freaking time. Then there's Hello Project, which just seemed to half-ass the indies process right now, and it really pisses me off. I'm really annoyed by it, okay? I had hoped that Country Girls would, and this new group as well, would at least have some effort put into their indies debut, give them like 3 or 4 singles, and give them a year before they can actually do anything. Yes, I know, Baby's Kobo are leaving, they need to get their group sorted out, but still, indies process is fun. You get to watch them progress as an indies group. I mean, Smilage's indies process was pretty fun, and I wasn't even a part of that indies process. I didn't even know about them until they were major. But still, it's like, please, just don't be annoying about it, Hello Pro. I'm getting really annoyed with it. I really am. It is one of the major aspects of HP that really, really fucking irks me, hence all the swearing. But I can't do anything about it, sadly. I just wish that they would give their girls challenges, or give them at least a year to do it. Even AKS are better at indies process than bloody Hello Project, and they don't even call it an indies process. For a period of time, about a year or something, a group just performs in their theatres and they perform other group songs before they actually get a major debut, and that is pretty good. It's training them up, it's getting them used to performing to a crowd and such, and gives them time to hone their skills as singers and dancers and such. At least AKS have put thought into that. But yeah, no, I'm really annoyed with it. And when I saw that news that Country Girls are debuting in March this year, I was just really, really annoyed. And I'm not going to get over it for a while, I think. I know people will be just like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's like, at least they're debuting. And so it matters to me as a person who's kind of a fan or something like that of Hello Project and indie idols as well. Because it's like there's so many other idols who have been through this process for much longer. And yes, I know they were Kenshusei, and they have been Kenshusei for a while as such. For some of the girls, like Hama Ayano has been a Kenshusei for a long time. However, it's still aggravating because they're a group now. I want to see that group grow in a period of time, not a small period of time, like 2 fucking months, a period of time which is about a year, because you gotta see them grow as a group together rather than seeing a major debut or something, or just give them a challenge or something. Oh, it's aggravating, okay? I'm just repeating myself, so I'm gonna shut up about that now. But yeah, no, it's just annoying, so annoying. I don't know, what do you guys think about it? I have a feeling most of you will be really happy with the fact that Country Girls is major debuting, especially for girls that you really like. I'm just being me and just getting annoyed by inane things. But yeah, I don't know. Aside from that though, I am looking forward to Smilage's Angamiz PVs. I'm looking forward to the music videos that they've brought out. I've yet to watch Taiki Bansei, even though the full music video is out now, because I really do want to try and have a reaction video to it. I recently got a new camera because I want to do reaction videos again, so yay, reactions. But I am looking forward to the video, even if it's simplistic or whatever, because I want to see what they've done with it. And then I want to see the other video, the one that's recorded in the place that Hokago Princess's Manatsu no Yori no Yume was recorded in, because I want to see how that's done. A lot of people seem to think it's better than Manatsu no Yori no Yume, and obviously we all have our own opinions. I'm going to see if it is recorded better, because obviously hopefully it doesn't have the best PVs, but Manatsu no Yori no Yume is one of their great PVs. So I want to see what Smilage have done with it in the same kind of spot and everything. It'll be interesting to kind of contrast and compare, I believe. So I'm looking forward to it. For those of you who have seen the previews of the PVs or the full PVs themselves, like, what do you guys think of it? Which one do you prefer? And which one do you prefer in song as well? Taiki Bansei or the Otomen or whatever it's called. Or Honor, whatever. I don't know what it's called. No, what do you think of those songs? And which one is your favourite? I have a feeling the second one will be everyone's favourite, because it's probably the prettier one. Yeah, no, I am really looking forward to it. I really don't care much for Anjulumu or Angami or whatever the fuck they're called right now, because they just keep failing to appease me as a fan. So if they can do it this year, then I'll be really happy, because I do like some of the girls. And I am looking forward to the performances of the new generation as well. That'll be interesting to see. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Maho, because Maho's the one I like right now. Everyone is kind of like, Maratan, Maratan, Rikako, Rikako. And I like Rikako as well, but hype annoys me. So I might ignore her a bit. Who knows? That said, she's got really nice ears, so I'll be just like, Rikako, Rikako, yay! Oh yeah, by the way, who in the third generation is your favourite? That'll be fun to find out. Not everyone seems to like Maho, which makes me sad, but I do like the underdog, so yay! Ah! Also in idol stuff, there is something annoying me, and it's annoying my sister too, I found on recent Facebook classes, and I think it annoys everyone else. We're all wondering when Morning Musume's new single is coming out, and when we will find out the colours of the 12th generation. It's just like, When? That's really annoying me that they're withholding it because the 12th generation have been there before third generation of Smilage. And Julemu. And yet they still haven't got their colours and they still haven't had a single release. And yet it's pretty damn annoying, I believe. So I am waiting, Hello Project. I am waiting. I swear, all Hello Project is doing lately is annoying me. And I will admit this right now, here, that with the amount they're annoying me, and with the amount I've not been interested in them as of late or something, I have recently thought eventually I might stop being a fan of Hello Project as a whole. Oh gosh, that's really, really sad to think about that, because I've been a fan for so long. That said, I am still a fan of certain aspects of HP, such as I am a fan of Morning Musume and Juice Juice, and I think that's it right now. Kyuto, I like, but I don't pay as much attention to them as I do Morning Musume or Juice Juice. Anjurumu annoy me, Berry's Kobo are fucking boring. Country Girls, I still need to just watch them and see what they're like. I've seen their performances and they're really cute, they just can't sing well together or anything. That said, I recently listened to the one with Momochi in it because she took over one of the girls' positions because she was ill. They sounded a lot better with Momochi in it, actually, and that was really weird. Momochi fits well with these kids, actually. I'm quite surprised. But yeah, I'm waiting to see what Country Girls and this new Kenshuse group will bring to the plate, because they might really pique my interest in Hello Project again. But recently I have been thinking that they've kind of gotten stale and that I'm not as into them as I used to be. I mean, like, my favourite idol group right now is no longer Morning Musume, but in fact Hokage Princess, and there are a few other groups such as Doll Elements that I think more highly of than I do Hello Project groups. Sad truth, I'm sorry, but it is true. I don't think I'll ever like... No, I can't say I don't think I ever will, but I hope I never leave a Hello Project fandom. But it's much like, I can't help it sometimes but think that they're kind of dwindling. So I hope these two new groups really revive Hello Project as a whole. It will be nice to see them revive it. It really will. Anyways, I think that's actually all I have to talk about this week. I'm sorry for so much amin and armin and stuff that I do every time. Also, I mentioned this in a post that I did for my last musings and mutterings, but I was thinking of like adding a little kind of corner to my podcast if you would like to hear one, such as a corner on advice or anything that you would like, or memories and such, etc. It'd be nice to give a corner. I don't think I'm the best person to give advice or anything, but I have a few life lessons, such as from when I was bullied or something like that, that I could possibly talk about, or stuff like that. Yeah. And if you have any questions or anything, please do ask them, and I will try my best to answer them in future podcasts. There is a question I still need to answer from Sonda, but I've yet to actually answer it. I'll have to probably find stuff out about it in a little more detail. So, yeah. Anyways, until next time, I hope you will have a pleasant week ahead of you, or possibly 2 weeks. It depends when I next update. And until I come back next time, please take care. Adieu, everyone. And enjoy light lag. Jenna!